Oh, Tony, we got to go. Well, praise the Lord. Praise Him. Yes, praise Him. He's worthy to be praised. Yes, yes. We're going to continue this service with worshiping through our giving. And let's take a moment and bow our heads and seek God's anointing this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, God, that we had a place that we could come and worship you. Worship you in spirit and in truth. Worship you in a freedom, dear Heavenly Father, that this country is able to offer us. Right now, God, I just ask that you anoint my mouth. Everything that I say, O God, let it be from you, O God, and not from me. Anoint my lips off the altar, God. I pray, dear Heavenly Father, that you'd have your way in this sanctuary, God. Lord, those that can give today, I pray that they can give. Those that cannot, God, I pray that you're able to bless them, that they will be able to give. Your word says that we give, that it shall be given unto us, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Shall men give into our bosom, God? And Lord, we just take this and we want to be able to magnify your kingdom, God, that we could reach a dying world, Lord, with your word. Have your way today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Anybody have a testimony today? Anybody have anything that happened to them this week that we can praise God? Amen. All right.
They've been watching these spots on my lungs. There was two of them they found. And I had my x-rays and had everything done, and it came back. Everything's fine.
Amen. 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 You know, watching last week Veronica step up here and show us the pictures of the place that she has to minister in, the lack of supplies that people have over there. Just living in America is a blessing. Just living here, even in Ironton, Ohio, where they say we're economically depressed, is a blessing. Yeah. We woke up this morning. We were able to get to church. We had a house over us. Do what? We can turn the water on. The very things that we take for granted, other countries wish they had. We have a sewer system that some places don't even have, that the cows drink out of the same water that the people drink out of. We are blessed in America. Amen? So, over the week, I've been going to the track. I had been to the doctor, and my doctor had said, "Katrina, I'm almost afraid that you have RA, rheumatoid arthritis. And we know that's debilitating and that it will deform you." I couldn't accept that. I know I was feeling the pain and the anguish, but I can't accept that. She said, "But I'm going to send you on to a rheumatologist and let him do some blood work and, you know, assess you." And as I got in there, and he's touching and prodding and asking questions, and he said, "Miss Keith," he said, "I don't think you have rheumatoid arthritis." Right. Hallelujah. Yeah. But he said, "You do have fibromyalgia." He said, "I can't diagnose that yet, but you have 16 out of 18 points that says you have fibromyalgia." I'm sorry, but I am a child of the Most High. The doctors may say I have fibromyalgia, but what does the word of the Lord say? With his stripes, I am healed. I may still feel the signs and symptoms, but I'm not operating as though I have fibromyalgia. I refuse to allow that to control me. If I get it in my mind, and it sets in my mind, I have fibromyalgia. But I don't have fibromyalgia. I'm not speaking that into myself. This is the temple of the Most High. Amen. and I'm going to continue to operate. I have purpose. How many times do I stand up here and talk about having purpose? And fibromyalgia can stop me from my purpose because it is painful. But I refuse to lay down. I refuse to give in to that condition. I refuse to give up on the purpose that God has called me to. So I've been going to the track, and they say exercise helps relieve those symptoms. So I started walking the track. And so while I'm here, let's just get some of the word in me. So I pull up my YouTube, and anybody know who Stephen Furtick is?
Oh, yeah, love it.
Woo!
Yeah.
That man can preach.
Yes, he can.
So I hear him say, 2 Chronicles, I think the title of the thing was, This Is Not Your Battle. Or no, When the Battle Chooses You.
Okay.
Well, you know that got my attention.
So
as the mayor of the city of Ironton and all the things that can go on in the mayor's position, when the battle chooses you, you didn't seek after it, but the battle's coming to you. What are you going to do, Bernie, when the battle chooses you? So that got in my spirit. So I go back home. I know what direction we're going for this service. Amen? So can we open up our Bible? Can we go to 2 Chronicles chapter 20?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about Jehoshaphat.
Jehoshaphat.
Uh-oh. Jehoshaphat. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. We are going to, this entire sermon is going to be wrapped up into this. And we're going to read from chapter 1 through 19, okay? Not all at once. Chapter 20, 1 through 19. Everybody there? Are we ready to move forward? Okay. So when the battle chooses you, and we're talking about Jehoshaphat here. Are we ready? All right. It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon and with them other beside the Ammonites came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Jehoshaphat didn't go out to seek a battle, did he?
No.
Minding his own business. And here comes the Ammonites. Here comes Moab, and really the other is the Midianites. They seek to come and take possession, right? They're coming after Jehoshaphat. What are you going to do when the battle chooses you? Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, There cometh a great multitude against you from beyond the sea of this side Syria. And behold, they be in Hazanon Tamar, which is in Gedi. And Jehoshaphat feared. Is that a natural emotion for us as a human? To fear. It's that fight or flight emotion, right? When something comes upon us, we're ready to fight or we're ready to flee, right? Nothing wrong with that. That's an emotion that God has given us, correct? But are we to succumb to that fear? The Bible says that we're not given the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind, right? So the fear came upon him, and he set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. So, the situation come to him. And he feared. And he set himself. Did Jehoshaphat go and complain to his wife? Or did Jehoshaphat go and complain to the other Levites or any of the other high position people? He didn't go to the Levites. But look at you trying to study. I hear you. That's awesome. Love you. That's all right, baby. But you saw it on TV. You're getting it in your spirit.
Yeah.
So Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord. How many times when something comes on us, we want to take off in fear and we want to hide. We tuck our tail between our legs and we go run from the situation because we're scared of what happens. Then we stop doing what God's called us to do because we're operating in fear, right? But if he's not giving us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind, why are we running from some things that's been brought our way? So he set himself. What position is that to seek the Lord? In prayer. He set himself in prayer to seek after the Lord. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and we want to fight each other in the natural realm. And somebody offend us and we want to go get even with them. Somebody threaten us and we want to get all bad and we're going to battle and we want to fight people. But God says that fight is not with man. That fight is up here. And Jehoshaphat knows that. So he positions himself and gets set for prayer because he's seeking advice from our Heavenly Father. Amen?
Amen?
He proclaims a fast throughout all of Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. They all come to seek the Lord. If they're all coming together, are they in unity? What's the Bible say about unity? It's like a three-cord strand, knitly all together. So it's hard to pull apart. When we're all on one accord seeking the same thing, it's hard to divide us. What's the Bible say? That when two or more are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of you. Amen?
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 Amen. Thank you. My husband teases me over that. Amen. All right. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. The entire community is seeking the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court. What's this new court? Back in chapter 19, verse 5. See, they defeated Ahab, and Jehoshaphat has to restore order in their community. So now he's got to set up the way the community's going to run. So if we look at our community, this is Lawrence County. Lawrence County is governed by our commissioners, but we have townships, we have villages, we have municipalities that all make up Lawrence County. Each one of them is governed by their own elected officials, correct? I govern this community. Mayor Gaskin governs South Point. Mayor Daniels governs Colgrove. And that's that way through our entire Lawrence County. So, and Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court. So back here in 5 and 19, and he set judges in the land throughout all the fenced cities of Judah, city by city. Each city had its own judge. Ironton, or Lawrence County, has its own judge. And said to the judges, take heed what ye do, for ye judge not for man, but for the Lord, who is with you in the judgment. It's crucial, saints, of who we elect into office.
Amen.
They're leading and guiding us.
Yes, they are.
And to go up here and elect people that we know that do not seek after God. We're in a position now, let's just be honest. Not too many elected officials are seeking after God.
Amen.
And you have to elect the lesser of the two evils, it seems like.
Amen.
That's terrible.
Yes.
But we have to seek God in telling us who do we elect into office. Guys, listen, me being in this position, I've lost friends. I don't even have the time to even spend time with my best friend. I have offended people, all in the namesake of establishing a foundation for this community to ward out the evil that is taking possession of this town. And that's not popular. I've had to sacrifice my family. I put them into situations that they don't want to be in. I've had to give up the comfortable position of, oh, this is my job and I can be here for a number of years, to step over here to only have a 4-year commitment. I have sacrificed my retirement because this is still 4 years and I can be booted out at the end of 4 years. I've sacrificed everything because I believe that I have been called for such a time as this. You have been called for such a time as this.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what you've been through. You have been called for such a time as this. In your respective area, it may not be leading a city. It may be to run your household. It may be that you can speak life on your job. It may be you're at the grocery store and somebody comes in, you're able to minister to someone in the grocery store. It's not by accident that you come to Church of the King. It's not by accident that Tony works at Star Community Justice Center. It's not by accident. Amen. So he sets up the community, okay? He's putting people into position that's going to help him lead this kingdom. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, here we go. I'm reading from 6 all the way down through 12. I want you to hear, this is Jehoshaphat, I want you to hear the intensity in him. Listen, he's got these communities coming after him. They ain't coming just to, you know, break bread with him. They're coming to kill him, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Coming to take over.
Yeah.
That's fear.
Yeah.
Fear of me not paying my water bill is different than fear of me dying, correct?
Right.
The intensity that's in him, he knows that he has to seek after God. This is serious. And God is talking to me as well. This is my sermon. If you can glean from it, praise God. But this is me. And me having to seek after God for this town. Me calling a fast to know what direction I'm supposed to go from this point forward. And said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? Do you think Jehoshaphat has to remind God of his word? He doesn't, does he? But he is.
Is
he doing it for God's benefit?
No.
He's doing it for himself. And he's getting that word back into his spirit to remind him that what's coming against me, hold up, my God is greater. My God is greater than any situation coming at me. And I'm seeking him. I've got set. And now I'm seeking him. The whole community is seeking him. I'm reminding myself of his word. O Lord God, our fathers, art not thou God in heaven, and rulest not thou over the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou God who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gave it to the seed of Abraham, your friend forever? If you did it for him, and they dwelt therein, and had built you a sanctuary therein for thy name. And at the sanctuary, it's going to say, if when evil cometh upon us, as the sword, as judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house, and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. And now behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade. You didn't let them invade. When they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us. What? To come to cast us out of my possession, which you gave us to inherit? O our God, will thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do in the situation I'm in. What situation are you in right now that you have no clue of what to do? That you're not strong enough, you might not be smart enough, and I'm talking to myself. In the congregation that I dwell in my day-to-day job, I'm telling you, these people are smarter than me. They're more cunning than me. I don't operate that way. I don't even know how to go in and set Mike Gannon up for him to fall. I don't get it. But that's how we operate. They've had a lot of practice. People have had practice. I don't even know. Is there a situation that is upon you that you don't even know how to deal with it? That it's coming against you. But our eyes are what? Set on Him. If God be for us, who dare be against us? If I've called you to it, I've equipped you to go through it. He will never put on you any more than you can bear. But God, no, but Jackie. You don't know really who you are. You really don't understand how strong you are. You really haven't tapped into the strength that I've placed inside of you.
That's right.
Who dare be against you? Amen. If He is for us, He is God Jehovah. Amen. Who dare be against us? If we're heirs of the throne, who dare be against us? If I'm an heir to the highest throne, who am I? Instead of walking all bent down and defeated, I am of Christ Jesus. I'm made in His image and in His likeness. That's not arrogance. That's confidence in knowing who our Heavenly Father is. And we got to operate that way. Amen? Thirteen. And all of Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children in unity. You know what I love about this church? I love getting phone calls from Wilma. When there's a situation in this church, she gets that phone prayer, that chain going, and gets to praying. We pray for that baby and your daughter. We stopped what we did, and as soon as that phone call come through, Church of the King started praying. That's unity in the household. That can be done over a phone. That doesn't have to be in the pulpit. That doesn't have to be the music director, the Sunday school teacher. She did that from her home. Amen. We may be small in numbers, Church of the King, but we are mighty in Christ Jesus. If Gideon was going to battle and he had 32,000 going against 135,000, but God said, that's too many, and whittled it down all the way down to 300. 300 versus 135,000 and won the battle. Not everybody's going to battle with you. Not everybody has your back. Not everybody has been called to go to your battle. Not that they're against you, but they've not been called to this battle. That's your battle. And God has equipped you to go through your battle. If we stand, get into position, and seek after Him. 16, tomorrow, go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. Did He tell them, go over there and I'm going to come over here and fight this all for you? No. We still operate accordingly. we still are going to go forward. We're still going in the direction that God called us to. The difference is that he's going before us, and he's plowing the way. So many times, I always tell my daughter, I feel like a pioneer or a pioneer or a pilgrim, because we're going through the weeds and the briars and the thistles so that somebody else don't have to. We complain about the battle that we're on because we get self-centered and it's all about me. Why do I have to go through this, Lord? Why do I have to go through this? It ain't about me. I didn't be called to be selfish. I've been called to think about others and what other little girls are coming up behind me, what other young men are coming up behind me, what other Christians are out there waiting to see what other Christians are doing. He says, you shall not need to fight in this battle. This isn't yours to fight. This is mine. I'm handling this on your behalf. But you still have to operate accordingly. You still have to obey my laws. You still have to trust me. There's still some things that you're required to do. Now, I'm going to go before you. If I've called you to it, I'm going to take you through it. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord. Here we are talking about setting ourselves again. Stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord. Church of the King, set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord on your behalf. That thing that we talked about a while ago that you've got in your mind that is coming against you, stand, set yourself, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord. If God is for you, who dare be against you? I've read the end of the book. We win. No matter what, we win. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. What do I have to lose? When my mom passed away, it was important for me in her obituary to say she won her battle over cancer. She may not have won it on this side, but to be absent from the body is to be present with him. She won. She's in the kingdom. She's in heaven. No more pain, no more crying, no more despair, no more depression, no more oppression. She's free. What do I have to worry about? I win. You win. You win no matter what. And if God has called you to a certain path, his ways are not our ways. Neither are our thoughts his thoughts. So we might not understand the battle that we're on. Why did you choose me, oh God, to take this position? Why, oh God, do I have to take this path? Oh, why, God, do I have to do this? Why did you choose me? A little girl from Ironton, Ohio. Aunt Dyke knows me from a little kid. I was quiet. I was shy. I was bashful. Why on earth did you call this little girl to this position to lead an entire city? That makes zero sense to me. But he's not looking at the outward. He's looking in here. And will you be obedient to me? I'll take what the world says is dumb to confound the wise. Are we going to be obedient to him? Like Mary said, bid it unto me. Could you imagine what was going through her mind? She knew she could be persecuted. She knew she could die. Here she's wed or pregnant and hasn't even been with a man. Everybody turn against her. Could you handle that in this society when everybody turns against you? Let me tell you something. We're in warfare. And let me tell you, our culture, being the Caucasian culture, we're taught to be all prim and proper. We're taught to act a certain way out in the public. And I'm for all of that. But hey, we're in war. And if we don't have our battle clothes on, it's time to get down in the grit and to start warfaring in the spirit realm. Not in the carnal realm. We still walk with integrity. We still walk with our head up. We still walk in truth. We still do all of that. But when we go into battle, into spiritual battle, it's time to get ugly. It's time. It's that snot slinging prayer going into battle. Battle's not pretty. It's ugly. It's very ugly. And we can't be afraid to get ugly. Our days are winding down, saints. How many people are we going to affect in the world before this thing ends? He says, ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. When you leave up out of here, go out. Go where it is you're supposed to go. Wherever God has told you to be, you be there. And let him go before you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. That's in submission. When we bow, we're in submission. Our guard's not up. Bid it unto me, O God. Not my way, but your way. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Here's a battle. Here's intense. But we're worshiping the Lord anyway. And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites. There's a lot of thites in there, isn't there? Hites, his Hittites, and and of the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. Saints, it's time to rise up. It is time to get to our feet and to praise the Lord. We may not feel like it. We may be tired. And I'm telling you, I come home exhausted. Fibromyalgia is fatigue, and it completely breaks you down to where you're exhausted. But we are declaring right now, I am standing, setting myself, and seeking after God that we can see his salvation. We are going to magnify him in spite of what we're going through. We're going to magnify him no matter what we have to deal with. We're going to magnify him no matter what comes against us. Because if God is for us, who dare be against us? Saints, let's go ahead and stand. You'll be happy because we are getting out early. But you know the word is the word. And when it comes, it comes. We don't have to labor forever at times. God loves you unconditionally. And it doesn't matter where we were. It matters where we're going. Don't let your past dictate where you're going. It's over with. The past is over with. Are you ready for what God has in store for you? Are you ready to receive what it is he has for you? Do you want his peace that surpasses all understanding? Do you want to experience the joy, unconditional joy, that you can have right here on this earth? That we don't have to wait to the sweet by and by to experience this. He placed us in this earth to have peace. He placed us in this earth to have joy. He placed us in this earth that we could have life and that more abundantly. Not wait till we get to heaven. This is our realm. We were designed to be here. And God has that for you. This week, I challenge you. I challenge you to a fast. On Monday, I challenge you to a fast. From 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. You decide what your fast is going to be. And we're going to seek after God. Where does he want this church to go? Where do you fit in this church? This isn't just for Pastor Butch to be up here. I admire him. He lives in Jackson. He works in Marietta. And he has a church in Ironton. And I got the nerve to complain about the little things that I got to go through. Where do you belong? That's right. And I challenge you, if you can, 6 to 6 tomorrow, whatever it is you want to fast. If you're consumed with food, sugar, pop, if you're consumed with technology, if you're consumed with chatting on the phone with your friends, whatever it is that stops you from getting into the Word or spending time with Him, I want you to fast that very thing. Amen. Saints, He loves you. He wants to show this world. Listen, if we're never sick, how do we know that He can heal? I'm not saying that God wants you to be sick, but we do live in this fallen world, and that happens. He's our Redeemer. He's our Deliverer. He's everything that we need at any given time. And He loves us unconditionally. That agape love loves us unconditionally. Like that song said, I was used to, if I messed up, the word, I was just thrown away. That's how I was taught, that God was going to get me. God's not going to get you. He loves you. And when we repent and seek after Him, if there's anybody in here that has not received salvation, that altar's open. If there's anybody in here that's looking for healing, no matter what it is, it could be physical, it could be spiritual, it could be financial, it's here. Father, we thank You this morning. We thank You that Your Word is true. We thank You, God, it still has power today as it did back then. We thank You, oh God, that we have life and that more abundantly. We thank You, oh God, that we have a place that we can come to. We thank You, God, for the blessings that You've bestowed upon us. We thank You, God, that with Your stripes we're healed. And I claim healing to everybody in this house today. I claim healing to our finances. I claim healing to our bodies. I claim healing to our minds. I claim marriages will be strengthened. I claim that we become whole. Shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Now, Father, have Your way. Put a hedge of protection around us as we go out into the world. God, when we see a situation, bring a word to us, dear God, that we could speak life into people that doesn't have life, that doesn't know You or understand You. Help us to walk in love, God. God is love, and we're to walk in love. Now, Father, move by Your Spirit. Touch Your people. And it's in Jesus' name we all say, amen. Amen. Guys, have a great week. May God shine down upon you. May His peace saturate you as you go back home. In Jesus' name, amen.